Chapter 10 Eyes Rain. At the next meeting of the government, I discussed Tutankhamun's death.
There must be an investigation into Tutankhamun's death,
he told the ministers.
Maybe somebody damaged the chariot. We must question the stable boy Rami. Maybe he saw something.
Nobody tried to kill Tutankhamun,
said Horemheb.
He wasn't in the chariot. The queen was. It was an accident.
I suspected Horemheb, but he was frightened of this strong, dangerous man, so he didn't say anything about it. Instead, the ministers discussed the election.
We must choose a new pharaoh,
I said.
We need a strong man,
said Horemheb.
A pharaoh must lead his people into battle.
But King Tutankhamun has got a successor,
said the Minister of Internal Affairs.
We must choose him.
What successor?
Said Horemheb.
Tutankhamun didn't have any children.
I was the grandfather of the pharaoh's wife,
said the minister.
So he is the successor. He has also got the most experience, and he was advisor to the pharaohs.
I agree,
said the foreign minister.
I is the obvious choice.
The votes were almost unanimous, and I became the next pharaoh of Egypt. But Horemheb wasn't happy.
I is a weak old man,
he thought.
He won't live for long. I'll marry his granddaughter, Ankhesenamun, then I will be pharaoh.